There are some big questions that people have as they go through the course of their life. One of them is, why? That's the big why. Or big why is the supermarkets that I'm sure many people are familiar with. And that is the focus of our Local Hero Spotlight this morning with Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the Local Hero folks, and Sean Stollerick, who is the produce category sales manager for Big Y. Now, that doesn't sound very farmer-y, but you brought produce from a farmer from Big Y. What did you bring?
So what we have for you today is Macintosh apples from Mountain Orchards in Granville, Massachusetts.
Your relationship with CISA and Big Y goes back almost as long as CISA's been in existence, for 25 years, but Big Y's relationship to supporting local goes back to when you were a little store in Chicopee on an intersection that was shaped like a Y.
That's correct. I've heard stories from a lot of our local farmers saying, you know, when I was a little kid, I remember Paul and Jerry DeMore coming to our farm stand and buying tomatoes and corn from my father and grandfather. And I always enjoyed those stories because it really shows the lineage of the people we do business with and just as how long we've been partnered with all of these farms.
Where does the relationship with CISA start?
We have to be thankful for Big Y for the hard work that have done when it comes to bringing local in the store, because when CISA began 25 years ago, Big Y was one of the first stores that became a Local Hero member, and they continue to support local farms. And right now, there's about 73 farms that they purchase from in the valley here. And they don't just buy local produce either. Sean does, but they have local products that are shelf stable. And that, they have 175 people they purchase local products from. So the impact that they make is quite significant.
Sean Stollerick, who is the produce category sales manager for Big Y, for all of the Big Ys?
We actually have a team of about 8 people that purchase all of the produce for all the stores.
Who are you buying from that you know of in our area here? You know, name drop some farms.
Name drop? Okay. Wally Tchaikowski up at Plainville Farms in Hadley. Edwin Matusko at Twin Oaks Farm in Hadley. Jim Pesesnik up in Deerfield. Hugh Mannheim in Deerfield.
And then Big Y has expanded to just that little corner in Chicopee to all over the place. There's even a Big Y close to where I grew up in the eastern part of the state. So does the agriculture from our farms here in the Pioneer Valley make it out to the Boston area,
yeah,
Big Y?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can go into our Quincy or our Peabody or Saugus store and see corn from East Long Meadow or Hadley or Deerfield. Yeah.
Yeah, you obviously are a young man. You haven't been with the company for since its inception, but it's grown from this thing to something very, very big. And yet you still maintain that level of commitment. Why is that something that's still important to the Big Y?
I think part of it for us personally is because we're a family-owned business, just like these farms. The DeMore family has really put a big emphasis on local, but I think ultimately it's about supporting each other within the communities that we have stores. And I think that's the big part, is partnering with these local growers, family to family, and really helping them grow their businesses.
Your circular, your advertisement, it has a local feature in it to show what's sort of on special week to week at Big Y that's local, right?
Correct. So like Devon had mentioned, you know, we have 175 local partners throughout the store. And each week we try to highlight one of those on the front page on the bottom part of our ad there. You'll see whether it's a produce item or a bakery item or a local milk or a cheese or a tea or a syrup. We try to feature one of those items, or we can tell the story about the farm or the producer behind that item.
Do you get to go and taste from each individual farm as the buyer and be like, this is the perfect corn for us, we're going to get some from here?
Corn specifically, we have a lot of great growers. So every day, my inspectors, once they look at everything, will bring me up ears of corn from all the growers, and we go through them every day and see where their quality is. And
but do you eat them?
Not the whole ear, but you know, a couple bites.
You got to share.
Yeah, you can't fill up.
It's
on
funny.
Corn.
It's funny you should bring up corn, Monty, because I asked Sean. I said, "So tell me, what is the most popular produce item?" And it's corn.
Well,
you know, unfortunately,
people love corn.
Yeah.
Why, unfortunately?
Well, I feel bad for the peas and, you know, the squash and all those other
nutritionally,
vegetables.
Nutritionally, it might not be as good for you, but it's so delicious.
I know.
And we're winding down. Let's see, we're almost out of days of corn. Wally Tchaikowski told me, don't stop eating corn on Labor Day, but stop eating corn on September 30th.
Sounds like something he would say.
Sean Stollerick, who is the produce category sales manager for all the Big Y's, which started as a tiny local store, buying local family to family, and is continuing in that tradition, even though they've expanded across New England. And Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the Local Hero folks, who've had a 25-year relationship with Big Y, who was one of the first big stores to start focusing on local.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out more about CISA at buylocalfood.org.